Okay, just to kick off, as always, I want to, we have a gracious sponsor for the whole year. In honor, Anshul Kaplan sponsored every chabur in honor of his parents, Esther Bas Naomi and Kopel Dov Ben Gittel. I also just want to thank Pini Ristendig. He really put a tremendous amount of effort into all the technology, getting this to work in person. So thank you very much, Pini. Okay, so tonight we move over to our last big topic under the Malacha of Bona. And that is the issur of making an ohel on Shabbos. An ohel, loosely translated, is a covering or a type of tent. And we're going to see now that this is going to be usur and fit under the Malach of Bona. As we progress through the sugya, so we'll get more refined definitions in this year and the next one as to what exactly an ohel means. But for now, an ohel means a covering, it means a tent, and that's going to be the last major sugya under the Malach of Bona. Okay. Let's just start from the beginning. The Gemara in Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, just to clarify, the main major Ohel Sugya is on Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis to Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. It's the very beginning of Perek Tolin in the Mesachta. That's where the Shas decided to bring down the Sugya of Ohel on Shabbos. So if anyone wants to prepare that in the future, it's just a blind and a half. It has all the basic Yesodas of Ohel. Okay, so just to kick off, the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph tells us that a basic halacha, that if you make an ohel on Shabbos, again, you make this covering, you make some type of covering, you spread out a covering or a type of tent on Shabbos, so that's potentially usur de'oraisa. It's potentially usur de'oraisa to spread out a covering on Shabbos.